ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The fragile ceasefire deal in Gaza flaring up over the weekend, but holding. The IDF says two soldiers were killed and Israeli forces retaliated, killing at least 44 in Gaza. President Trump says no U.S. troops will go to Gaza, and he says there is international pressure on Hamas to disarm.
We had a dark cloud over the Middle East, and now it's all, we have a little situation relatively with Hamas, and that will be taken care of very quickly if they don't straighten it out themselves.
The president making the remarks while hosting Australia's prime minister today at the White House. He also announced a deal for the U.S. to access rare earth minerals for Australia. Amazon says it's pinpointed the troubles of its Amazon Web Services after an outage impacted websites worldwide, including the Wall Street Journal, Facebook, and some airlines. It is day 20 of the federal government shutdown. The Senate will take up a vote again later today on a measure to end the shutdown. It's not expected to pass. This is ABC News. A new study published in the journal Pediatrics presents fresh evidence that feeding your kids peanuts early helps reduce their food allergies by nearly 50%. Here's ABC's Maggie Rooley.
Researchers in Philadelphia found peanut allergies in young children fell by 43% and overall food allergies dropped by about one-third. This after the American Academy of Pediatrics released new infant feeding guidelines in 2015 and again in 2017, encouraging parents to introduce peanuts and other allergens genetic foods at around 4 to 6 months of age.
Researchers found in recent years, egg allergies have become the most common food-related allergy, while peanut and milk allergies are less common. A lithium-ion battery on an Air China flight forced an emergency landing. Crew members, though, were able to put out smoke and flames pouring out of luggage in the overhead bin. Officials say no one was hurt during this incident. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. The Packers got their first road win of the season against the Arizona Cardinals last night. Micah Parsons racked up a career-high 3 sacks in the game. A Packers stand-in kicker nailed a franchise-record 61-yard field goal in his first week on the job, shattering the previous best of 58, which belonged to Mason Crosby. Now the world is waiting to see if Parsons can manage to sack former Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next week when the Packers take on the Steelers in Pittsburgh. The Green Bay boy, whose disappearance had people worried Saturday with an Amber Alert, has been found safely. Green Bay police issued the alert for a 4-year-old boy last seen at his Clement Street home Saturday morning. Police say that boy was found and reunited with his family later that day. You have a great chance to see a light show in the sky this week. There is a double comet alert. After a year without any comets bright enough to be seen with the naked eye, two are coming at once. Scientists say the comet Swan will be closest to Earth tonight and the brighter comet Lemon tomorrow night. The comets are part of the annual Orionid meteor shower produced by Halley's Comet. The Orionids are the main event in the fall meteor season. You can look for them just north of the constellation Orion, hence the shower's name. NASA calls the Orionids one of the most beautiful showers of the year. You should be able to see both comets about an hour and a half after sunset. Tomorrow night's will be brighter than tonight's. You'll have to stay up past midnight, though, to catch the whole meteor shower. Scientists estimate the best viewing time to be after midnight tomorrow night. And forecast maps show the fall colors will peak this week in the Green Bay area. Many counties to the north are already at peak color, with some places in central and southern Wisconsin only 25%. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers beat the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a 5-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to in game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team, by the time I, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloud set to increase for your Monday afternoon. South winds up to 25 with highs of the lower 60s. Tonight we'll see some showers in the area, lows of the lower 40s. Or shower chances Tuesday, partly sunny, cooler with highs near 50. It's 57 at our studios.
On 97.9 and WGBW. We're going to talk about the number one movie in the box office and a really good thriller that I watched over the weekend, too. It's all coming up.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you
girl. Every day of my life, I wanna thank you. You made me so very happy that I wanna spend my life thanking you. Thank you.
Why'd they stop making music like this? We don't know either.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
To say knows how to use it. My baby loves love. My baby loves love, and she's got what it takes. And she knows how to use it. She's the only one. Make me feel so good. Can't believe my love. So I'm not gone. Knows how to use it. My baby loves, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it.
On 97.9 WGBW, my baby loves loving. I love a good scary movie, as you well know, and it appears that a lot of you do too, because Black Phone 2 came in at number one in the box office, $26 million. Now, I have not seen the sequel, but I liked the original a lot. Ethan Hawke in that mask plays a really good creepy guy. And I watched another scary movie or thriller, it kind of borderline horror movie or thriller. I would say more cat and mouse. I love Hugh Grant as the bad guy, I've come to determine, because Heretic is the movie that I watched on Saturday night, and it was so good. I think I like Hugh Grant better as the bad guy than I like him as the good, aw shucks, love interest in movies like Love Actually. He plays a really convincing, creepy character. Heretic, if you want a good cat and mouse scary movie, would highly recommend it.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Missing Lou Rougani and the Music of the Stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
97.9 WGBW welcomes the Linda Ronstadt Experience to Green Bay's Meyer Theater.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bay.
Friday, October 24th.
I've been cheated.
Experience the music of Linda Ronstadt as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. Tickets available now at MeyerTheater.org or listen to 97.9 WGBW for your chance to win tickets.
Well, that'll be the day.
The music of Linda Ronstadt.
I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time.
Friday, October 24th, the Meyer Theater, with the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
The only girl I can she left that day. Along with her she took my heart. Rain, please tell me now, does that seem fair? For her to steal my heart away when she don't care. I can't love another when my heart's somewhere far away. The only girl I care about is gone away, looking for a brand new start. But little does she know that when she left that day, along with her she took my heart.
Rhythm of the Rain, it's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 at WGBW. A little bit of rain over the weekend at night. I was worried my sump pump was not working, and then I heard it kick on yesterday. I'm like, okay, it was just really, really, really dry before that.
The preacher taunted me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alive. There's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold on.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. Thousands flooded the streets of Green Bay this weekend for a No Kings protest. It was one of the city's largest displays against President Donald Trump and his administration's policies. Organizers said those go against America's democratic ideals. Organizers estimate about 4,000 people attended Saturday's event. Protesters gathered at Joannie's Park for the one-mile march down East Walnut to the Brown County Courthouse on Jefferson. Green Bay's demonstration was one of more than 60 No Kings protests scheduled in Wisconsin and 2,600 across the country. Both fans involved in a viral clash at American Family Field have been banned from future Brewer games. The Milwaukee attorney who threatened to call ICE on a Dodgers fan has lost her job and resigned from a volunteer position. The man who recorded it all was removed from the game for disorderly conduct and public intoxication. The Brewers say they don't tolerate offensive comments about race or national origin. If you hope to bag a sturgeon this winter, now's the time to get your license. Wisconsin's DNR sent out a reminder that the deadline is October 31st for all spears who want to harvest a sturgeon from Lake Winnebago. Wisconsin's pheasant hunting season also opened over the weekend and runs through January. Bag limits are now 2 roosters a day. Farmers are crossing our state to raise their voices against trade barriers. The Motorcade for Trade made a stop in western Wisconsin on their 14-state tour across America's heartland. Free Trade Executive Director Brian Kuhl says 95% of people who consume American agriculture products don't live in the U.S. Since Wisconsin relies heavily on ag exports, especially for soybeans, dairy, and cranberries, Kuhl says tariffs intended to punish other countries are actually causing significant financial hardship for farmers here at home. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloud set to increase for your Monday afternoon. South winds up to 25 with highs of the lower 60s. Tonight we'll see some showers in the area, lows of the lower 40s. Or shower chances Tuesday, partly sunny, cooler with highs near 50.
Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola, C-O-L-A, Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola, L-O-L-A, Lola, la 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 Lola. Spine, I'm a Lola, la la la.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Gearing up for another big night light coming up at 6 o'clock tonight with Peach Wabba.
Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me. Be your my lucky guy is what I am. Tell you why you'll understand. She don't fly, although she can. Some boys love to run around, they don't think about the things they do. But this boy wants to settle down, and you know he'd rather be with you. Be your my lucky guy is what I am. Tell you why you understand. She don't fly, but she can.
Comes and sail on, silver girl. Sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. My name is Laura McKenna. I love you all too much. I am not even going to say anything about the Ohio State game against the Badgers other than 2 weeks in a row, 0 points. What's happening? But you know I'm a Buckeye fan from the way back. That's all I'm going to say. I expected it to be a victory for for the Buckeyes, but I thought you would get on the board. That's all I'm going to say. Mike Clemens is coming up with more sports coming up at 1 o'clock. There's always next week. Let's just look forward. Who do the Badgers play next? Oh, it's Oregon. There's always next week.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Recorded back in 1966 by Percy Sledge, Bette Midler took a shot at it in 1980, and then probably the most famous one other than Percy's that I remember, Michael Bolton did it in 1991.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. You
We'll get to Thanksgiving after Halloween, and we'll get to Christmas after Thanksgiving. One holiday at a time. That's just the way we roll at 97.9 WGBW.
Understand. someone to stand beside you. Turn around, look at me, and there's someone to love and guide you. Turn around, look at me.
.9 WGBW with national and local news coming up, along with sports and your forecast.
You say that you love me.
I'm Michelle Franzen. After announcing a rare earth minerals deal with Australia, President Trump says he's confident he and China's President Xi can finalize a trade deal before a new round of tariffs kick in for China on November 1st. China recently said it would limit its export of rare earth metals.
We have a tremendous power, and that's the power of tariff. And I think that China will come to the table and make a very fair deal. Because if they don't, they're going to be paying us 157% in tariffs.
Analysts say tariffs typically get passed on to businesses and U.S. consumers. Hamas announced it is handing over another Israeli captive to the Red Cross today and then on to the IDF for identification. The body located Sunday, Hamas says, in Gaza. It is day